Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Tonight we dedicate our show to warriors, young and old. And tonight the warrior that we are celebrating his courage is a kid named Cody from California who's 13 years old. He rides a bicycle to school with a big American flag on it, and the communists made him take it down. And it's time to raise the colors again, Cody. So hang in there, and we'll pay you a tribute for your courage. God bless you, Cody.
Prince Leonil to Warren is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard prancing beat the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a hatch of quail under its cord of mail, deeply the merciless home and shall rule. When none his ear shall ring, born on the breezes wing, ship on out red war cry, O'Donnell the bold. Wildly or Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless eagle sweeps over the dale. The fox in the streets of the city are prowling, and all would scare them as banished as slain. On with O'Donnell men, fight the old fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel errands of vengeance steal. Strike for your country, O'Donnell the Bold.
It's been a while since I did a radio show. I've been caught up in some trying to wind down some business, and it's occupied a lot of my time. But tonight I have reemerged. And what brought me out was this kid, Cody, in California, which is an absolute disgrace. And this country, you know what, we're an old dog that's being kicked around by the inhabitants. And I'm starting to resent it to the point that I'm starting to get a belligerent. A word to the wise, to the Tea Party, don't let any party claim you. Don't let them sweep you up underneath their wing. We are our own wing, and I'll tell you, when the Republicans let us down, we want to turn them around. And right now, we've got the Democrat rats on the run, but they're still going to do some dirty things before they're finished. They're going to do a lot of damage. And you should know this and not forget it. In 18 months under Obama, more Americans have died in Afghanistan than died in 8 years under Bush. And I'm watching Bush being interviewed, pushing his book. And I got to tell you that the one question that nobody asked him is, why did you ditch Rumsfeld? Because Rumsfeld was loyal and true. And he put his arm around Rumsfeld and said, this guy will be with me to the end. And then he fired him. He gave Obama a Christmas present. And Rumsfeld was a servant of the people. And you never heard him go out and get bitter. Did you hear one gripe from the guy? He was like MacArthur-like. He took the command to leave, and he quietly left, and he went back to, I think he's on a ranch in New Mexico, and he's in a liberal town, and they all make fun of him. But he's a man above men. And never forget, any pitcher that can pitch seven innings and gets credit for the game. And that win didn't happen overnight. That win happened the day the first American laid down his life for his country in Iraq. That's when the win began. So don't let anybody tell you it was the surge that did it. It wasn't the surge. It was the investment in blood, sweat, and tears of every man, woman, and whatever else we got. I'm just thinking about the Supreme Court doesn't want to get involved. in the sexing up of the military. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, man. Our country is broke. 2 million people have lost their homes. 3 million are about to lose their homes. Probably another 5 million have lost all the equity in their homes. At least 5 million. It might be 20 million. And the biggest thing that America can think to do is to legalize marijuana to get tax money. Here's a nation that went on a crusade to wipe out cigarette smoking. They banned it from public places. You can't go have a smoke in a bar. I come out of a building yesterday. I felt sorry. There's three women out there shivering and smoking. They're being punished for smoking. They're not allowed in an entire building. There's a nursing home. They got a big sign as you come through the gate. If you're caught smoking, we're going to smother you with the pillow. It's unbelievable, man. The Gestapo has wiped out cigarettes. All the lawyers got all the cigarette money they could, and when they were finished, they just threw caution to the winds, outlawed smoking, and it's all over. Now, any country that can do that so successfully, and I'm impressed. Not that I agree with it, but I'm impressed that they succeeded in doing that. Why would you want to legalize weed where a guy doubles over while he holds it in, making believe he's underwater? Why would you legalize weed? And they're always saying, well, Imus always says, well, you know, weed has nothing to do with other drug addictions. No? Well, tell me then this. When they have a big raid in the warehouse and they get 20 tons of weed, and they get 10 tons of heroin and 5 tons of methamphetamines. What's the guy doing? He's saying he's only going to sell weed? Huh? Those are related items. You know, you go buy something for your car, and this guy behind the counter, if you want a light bulb, he wants to sell you a wax or a polish or something to dress up your car. He sells you related items. You don't think that when Junior goes to buy his little pot, the only kind of pot Junior should be smoking is one with a handle on it made of aluminum. Yeah, and he can put it on his hat, could use it as a hat, and then he could be a real pothead. Yeah, that's all we need. Just remember, every time you suck on a joint, you're killing a Mexican. You're murdering a Mexican. There's 28,000 dead Mexicans this year down in Mexico, and you killed at least one of them, pothead. And don't tell me it's not a gateway drug. Everybody that died on the toilet, from Lenny Bruce to Janis Joplin, anybody that bought the farm, they all started out with weed. And they were going to be in control of the situation. But my tribute tonight is to a kid named Cody, and so let me not... be distracted. And, Christmas is coming up, so you get ready for the Antichrist people. How come if you say something racist about blacks, you're labeled a racist? If you say something about the Jewish people, you're an anti-Semite. If you say something about gays, you're an anti-gay guy. If you say something about Spanish people, you're anti-Latino. How come when somebody says something about Catholics, they're never labeled anti-Catholic? Well, I got my label machine today. It's a used one. I bought it from the Democrats that are getting thrown out of office. And they gave me 10,000 free racist labels. And I'm making up all anti-Catholic labels. And the first person I'm going to label as an anti-Catholic is Ted Turner and that wreck that he married, Hanoi Jane. Name three pictures that had nuns in them that you can remember. What are you going to tell me? Whoopi Goldberg? Or how about Jane Fonda in, Agnes of God? Played a pregnant nun. When did you ever see a real nun story? You got to go back to the 50s. You got to go back to the Bells of St. Mary. You got to go back to the Song of Bernadette. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man, how they have hurt Jesus so much. It's a wonder he doesn't cry out in pain. So Christmas is coming, and anybody that wishes you happy holidays, punch him in the nose. And call him an anti-Catholic. Hang in there. We'll give you the first Christmas tune of the year. And when they pull that crap on your season's greetings, ask them which season they're talking about. Mating season, a deer season, trout season, open season, baseball season. It's baby Jesus' birthday, and so start singing, pal. Yeah, punch him in the nose. Call him anti-Catholic. Nice calypso sound. You like that? Huh? Did you get in the feel? Did you get the spirit of Christmas? How about the spirit of America? Christmas belongs in America, you know. You want to do something that is different this Christmas? You don't have to be Catholic. Go to any church that's open and go to midnight mass. And you will enjoy it very much. Of course, if you come to a Catholic church, I'm told that a miracle takes place. Somewhere around, let's say the Mass starts at midnight, somewhere around 12:30, you'll be witness to a miracle. And you don't have to wait to Christmas. You can go any time. And usually about the middle of any Mass, a miracle takes place. But you'll get a real nice, wholesome feeling if you go on Christmas time. You'll get, it rubs off. The warmth and a fellowship of Americans rubs off, and it rubs off best in church. No matter where you go. If there's a rabbi singing, just as good. Of course, don't ask me about the Jihad Boys, because they're living in another world, and they're going to hurt a lot of people before the damage is finally put to an end. So, but I'm not here to talk jihad tonight. I'm here to talk praise be to a merciful and a loving God. Now, Veterans Day just passed, and Everybody said nice things about vets, and everybody paid a little bit of homage, except for the illegal alien president from another planet. What is this guy doing? I predict Hillary Clinton is signing his death warrant right now. And Heinrich Schumer is waiting for the arrest order to go out. And wait till you see how many guys betray Obama. Wait till you see how many of the Clinton clones all of a sudden come out of the woodwork with the little stilettos. The heels. The only stiletto they can use is the heel. The heels use the heels. They're going to sell him out. It's going to be an auction. It's going to be a slaughter. He's coming back from Europe like a whipped dog. The Chinese are talking down to him. The Germans are talking down to him. And when they talk down to him, they're talking down to us. And he's talking down to us. Yeah, he's blaming. Now he's gone from blaming Bush to blaming the American people. And speaking about Bush, I got to tell all you effete liberal snobs who really don't deserve to live in this country because you never did anything for it. You never laid one brick. You might have laid an egg, but you never laid a brick. And you never drove one rivet into a piece of steel. You're just waste. Toxic waste. Yeah, with an education. And what did you learn? You learned how to hate this country. You got a degree in anti-Americanism. You got a degree in tearing it apart. Huh? Where are you going to live when we fall? Who's going to take you in? Yeah, you're going to be labeled an American. But anyway, one thing I have to say about Bush, and I told you I didn't like what he did to Rumsfeld. But I got to tell you one thing. They labeled him a dummy just like they labeled Sarah Palin, just like they labeled Christine O'Donnell. That's how the schmear boys work. They immediately, as soon as they see a contender, they have to get the label machine out. And now they're labeling Michelle Bachmann. Okay. And of course, the same old mouthpieces foam at the mouth, like Chris Matthews Rasbanjani, the hero of Swaziland, who was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. When Americans, 58,000 Americans gave their lives, Chris was hiding out in the Peace Corps. Because I'm against the war. You know why he was against the war? Because he didn't want to catch a bullet for his country. Oh, I like this country, but I'm not dying for it. You know what the communists used to say? Better to be a live coward than a dead hero. And they all joined the Peace Corps. I'm going to serve humanity. Yeah, I hope humanity comes back to bite you in the buttocks. But anyway, where was I? We were talking about veterans and a tribute to veterans and how everybody is milking the dog. You really want to pay a tribute to veterans? You know, New York gave us the same old crap. Chuck Schumer and Anthony Weiner, two flag burners of record, two baby killers of record. I call them baby killers because they voted for partial birth abortion. Do you know what partial birth abortion is? You know what you should have to do? Every American in this country should have to sit down with their youngest sibling and explain partial birth abortion to that child. And look at and see the look of horror on their face. And then look in the goddamn mirror. And we're all going to pay for it. We're all, as a nation, we're going to answer to God for the murder of 1,200,000 American babies every year. Do you know that's three times the entire killed in action count for World War II? 400,000 is the killed in action count in World War II. You know how many missing in action in World War II? 77,000. You think about that. We have that a month in child murder. You think you're going to be able to explain to God that it was settled law? You think you're going to be able to explain to God that his creation, you knew when his creation began and he doesn't? If you don't believe in God, you got nothing to lose. But if you're wrong, you're screwed. Yeah. And what are you going to tell him? I didn't believe in you? And that's why I committed all these crimes? Yeah. Oh, man, I don't want to be in your shoes or sandals, whichever comes first. Okay, but there is one baby who's having a birthday 2,000 years later, and everybody remembers his name. They curse him. They beat him. They scourge him. They mock him. But his truth goes marching on. You cannot block the sunlight. It finds a way through. And that's why Hollywood has all these vampire movies, because that's who they worship. They worship evil and death. They worship drugs. They worship wickedness. They worship the torture of women. This is what Hollywood gives you. On now 500 channels. They throw the Bible out of the hotel room so that your conscience won't pang you when you commit evil. God help us, man. How are we going to build this country back? We're killing our young. We're doping them up. One out of five Americans is a junkie. One out of five families has a drug problem. I was just with a guy who has a very successful business, and he's an entrepreneur. Him and a buddy of his had a job painting the deck of a ship. With the money that they got paid for painting the deck of a ship, it's a big ship. It's like a warship. With the money they got from painting the ship, they opened up a company about 15 years ago. And that was the last penny out of their pocket that they ever invested. And last year they did $18 million in business. And he gave his brother a job. He's a Californian. He gave his brother a job. He says, all you got to do is do this job and keep your head on straight, and you'll make a good buck. And his brother couldn't do it. Do you know why? Because he's been a pothead for 25 years, and his mind is fried. He can't concentrate. And so he had to fire his own brother. So, when I say that one out of five families is affected, and one junkie brings down five innocent people, somewhere along the line, that infection will spread to five other people. And not everybody can say no to something stronger than weed. And the last thing we need in this country is one more junkie. We got enough trouble. If I had my way, I'd close every rehab unit in the country and send them all to the desert to train with the Apaches on how to live off of lizards and a gallon of water. And we put an end to that crap right away. And I got to tell you, the welfare rolls are too big. There are people that can work on those welfare rolls. I just seen a demonstration, and a young girl, they were going after, it's in California again, and it's a town that the city council robbed the town blind. And it's very popular. You probably caught it on TV. And the people were protesting in the street, and one girl was carrying a broom to say, we're going to sweep these guys out of office. And I said to my wife, that's my logo. I have a broom with a Don't Tread on Me flag on the handle. Yeah, hot stuff. I also have a steaming kettle. You know, a boiling kettle. Say, are you steaming yet? The tea party? Going back to this kid from California. Do you know how much peer pressure there was on that kid to take that flag down? You know he had to be outnumbered. The popular vote wanted that flag removed. And he's standing alone. His national anthem is the farmer in the dell, and the cheese stands alone. And that's going to, and because nobody's standing up for that kid today, and nobody's going to stand up for you tomorrow, and it'll be your turn in the communist barrel. We don't take our country back now, we're never going to have it again. Do you know China is now buying into GM? They're taking a piece of GM. We are. Uncle Sam is now Uncle Sap. And you know what? Not one government agency ever gave a dollar to an American industry to become compliant with OSHA and EPA regulations. No, instead they chose to fine them and shut them down and chase them to China. Now they want to go after them for going to China. It is so ridiculous. This country is upside down. You got too many lawyers. The last persons that should be in Washington representing the people are millionaires and lawyers. A millionaire doesn't need the job. And I'm watching Glenn Beck tonight, and he's pointing out the salaries of the average American, $51,000. The salary of the average American fighting man, $22,000. Well, they got the PX benefits. Come on, give me a break. You know what the salary of, you know what the debt, you know what the debt benefit is for an American GI if he gets killed in combat? $400,000. Do you know how much a JDAM costs? $650,000. Do you know what the average debt benefit should be for the average American fighting on the front lines or anywhere? If he's fighting for our country, if he's serving, the debt benefit should be $1 million. And this way, rather than have two attempts to take Fallujah because the communists called off the first attempt because we're too successful, and they went back to the negotiating table. What is this, the 38 parallel all over again? We didn't learn from Korea? If the combat zone debt benefit is $1 million and a JDAM costs $650,000, I guarantee you no American will die on the assault on Fallujah. And Fallujah will be no more. And the bean counters will save $350,000 per bomb rather than lose an American life and let them pay $1 million. So $1 million is a deterrent to committing troops to combat. Okay, let me give you a tune. Want something patriotic? Oh, by the way, I was started to say, everybody paid lip service to the veterans. New York State is a disgrace to the rest of the country. They and California are the two biggest losers in the United States. Never once did Mayor Bloomingdale, with all his money, never once did Donald Trump, with all his money, never once did any of these big-mouth New Yorkers who say how much they love this city ever open the city to the 10th Mountain Division from Fort Drum, New York. They never once opened this city to anybody in the military and say, come on in and have dinner on us. Never once did they give a free Broadway show ticket for an empty seat to a GI. But they all pay lip service and they all want to be the president. Give me a break. You don't deserve to be a canteen cup opener. Oh, man. New York, of all states, the 911 state, can't even rebuild the towers. 9 years, they can't get out of their own way. 90% of all New Yorkers are 910 New Yorkers. There's only 10% that are 911 New Yorkers. And who are they? They're the blue-collar boys. And they're hated and despised. Just ask the Civilian Review Board. And the cops, they take it the worst. And now they want to do to the military what they did to the New York City cops. Yep. How sad. How would you like to go out on the job and know that if things don't go right that day, you might lose your pension if somebody points a finger at you? You think about that. Let me give a tribute to the guys who put it all on the line. And you too, Cody. You're a great American. The left hates that when somebody says that. They all cringe. And you know what else it makes them cringe? When you say, God bless you. They tighten up even when they sneeze. Hang in there.
I started to say about George Bush that one of the things that I admired about Bush when everybody was labeling him, you know, incompetent and a jerk and dyslexic and an alcoholic and anything they could do to bring him down. There are not too many people among his critics that can say that he served the office of the president for 8 years. So no matter what you say about Bush, he survived 8 years as president of the United States. And I don't think you're going to be able to say that about Obama. Matter of fact, if Hillary has her way, he may end up being the man in the iron mask. Savage always opens up with a rock and roll tune. I'm going to give you one that's better than any that Savage plays. Here we go.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon,
blue moon.
You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, blue.
One of the things that the Democrats love to do is they love to divide and conquer. They like to pit Latinos against the gringos, men against women. They're really sick, and so. I always, when I pay my tribute to the veterans, I want to make sure that I remember all the Latinos who serve, and especially the ones in the Marine Corps, and there's a lot of Latinos in the Marine Corps, and I think the name might be Ramirez, and there's 14 of them who have died. There's one common name, a Spanish name, and there's 14 of them who have died serving this country in this jihad war. So I'm going to give a little tribute to all the Latinos who serve in the country.
You are the kind of guy you are. Open like David. To walk with you like Moses. It's so incredible to know how much you love me. You made a way for me to be with you forever.
If I seek you, I will find you.
The times will you cry? And you know why, just you and I know true love.